Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a mic. Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, oh, oh. Steve Harvey, where are you going? Where are you going? Oh, 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 listen. Steve Harvey, why don't you join me?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on now, dig me. One and only Steve Harvey, man, got a radio show. What God doing, y'all, huh? What he doing? What he doing in your life? He doing something. He moving. He working. Don't lose your patience, though. See, I did that before. Don't lose your patience. Don't get so sick of waiting that you take matters into your own hands. Don't do that. Boy, you blowing it. Listen to me. You're listening to somebody who's done it that way. I had a dream. I had a vision. I had some hope. I had some faith. I had some aspirations. But I got a little impatient waiting on it. So I tried a couple other things, move it along. But I can't tell you how I messed it up. Then I messed it up then because God gave me the power of decision. What I had to do was then, after I took matters into my own hand, messed it up. Now guess what? He still got something for me, but now I got to fix all the mistakes now. I got to straighten them out. I got to suffer some consequences. I got to pay for my transgressions. All of that. All of that. It's got to go down. You can't do something wrong and not pay for it. It's you call it karma, call it whatever you want to call it. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Every action. If it just stays sunny all the time, you might think it's cool, but there's going to be a reaction to it. Ain't no dark, ain't no shade, ain't no break, ain't no rain. Going to be hard if it's just sunny all the time. Vice versa. So you need the opposite. You need the darkness so you can get your break from that sun. You need the rain so you can nourish the roots so that sun, it can soak up the sun and get the benefit of the sun. If you don't get the opposite, you got a problem, man. And it happens throughout nature. It happens throughout your life. Don't think that you can do wrong and not have to pay for that. What you think this is, man? We think, man, because we done made a decision that we think is best for us, and no matter how it affect nobody else, we got the right to make that call. No, you don't. Whoever is telling you that, whoever's misguiding you into the gang life, telling you, yeah, man, you need to be this way to be down with us. I tell you what, get yourself stuck on Chuck with that gang, see how many of them be there for you. Oh, they'll go around the corner with you and start shooting. But, okay, when it's time to do some time, and they can lessen their sentence, you're going to get that time. They're going to point their finger dead at you. I watch 48 Hours all the time, man. I watch Lock Up Raw all the time. All the time, man. All the time. Ain't no real cold dudes out there just holding to the mantra and sticking to it. Even the mob turned stateside evidence, go fed, all that. Now, we in the hood, we done created this ignorant mess called no snitching. With that ignorant mess, you don't even understand. No, snitching was created by criminals as a code of honor. If you do dirt and you get busted doing the dirt, don't bring my name up if I was with you. That's a code of honor amongst the thieves. Now, so many code of honor thieves that then came out of prison and ain't got no honor, they done bought that stuff back to the street. Now, that's all in the neighborhood. No snitching. No snitching. You got to be crazy. That's for people who disobey the law. That's who people have made a code of honor amongst themselves as thieves. Hey, man, if you get busted, don't drag me down with you. Just do your time. Oh, man, you can't bring that stuff out here to me. I'm a law-abiding citizen. Dog, I'm trying to live right over here, man. I don't want no crack house up the street from my mama's house. I'm trying to do right out here, man. You can't do wrong and expect wrong not to come to you. You got to make a decision every day to do right. God ain't got no protection from you on dirt. You got what you got coming. You made a decision. You go down there to get some. You might get got. See, we got to, come on. I'm talking to so many men out here right now. I should have said that in the beginning, but my conversation kind of got away from me. I was going to talk to you about something else this morning. But this just on me, man, because our communities, man, is just going to the pot, man, because ain't nobody caring about nobody else. Don't nobody care when they see that young dude over there doing wrong. Look at them fools over there. Man, go over there and talk to one of them. Pull them to the side, man. You might not be able to approach the group, but you can approach an individual. Come here, young man. Let me talk to you. I saw you the other day. Man, you look like you got something going on in your life. What's happening with you? Let me talk to you, man. Let me share something I learned. I was doing what you was doing. You know, it's like Tommy did a prank phone call one time as a limo driver. And the prank was, he called this limo company to ask this limo driver to take him to this location late at night. And the limo driver got a young business. He going, yeah, okay, I got you. I don't normally work, like that, but how long you need it? He said for just about an hour. He said, well, I'm going to have to charge you for the full three, though, because a three-hour minimum. Tommy told him, no, I just need it for 1 hour. He said, okay, I'll give you a break, young man. You're trying to do something. Where you want to go? He gave him the address. The man stopped writing. He said, that's a bank. He said, yeah. He said, you want to go to the bank at 12:30 at night? He said, yeah, and I'm going to be in for a few minutes, and when I come out that bank, I need for you to flow it. That the dude with the limo, he stopped writing. He said, hold on, man. You want me to take you to a bank 12:30 at night? You're going to be in there for a few minutes, and you're going to come out, and you want me to floor it? He said, sir, I don't do stuff like that. He said, you got the wrong company. He said, what made you call here? He said, hey, man, don't worry about that. You a limo company. You just drive. He stopped and took the time out. He said, young man, let me tell you something. He said, I've been down before. I've been locked up before. It ain't pretty. He said, that's what's wrong with you young people today. Instead of going to get a job trying to work your way, you always looking for some fast money. He said, I'm going to tell you what I already know. Don't go down there messing with them people's money like that, because they love that money way more than they love you. And they're going to do something to you down there. Now, you stop this foolishness, and I'm not carrying you nowhere, but I'm going to take a little bit of time out to tell you something. Don't go down here with messing with these people's money, because it ain't going to go good. They're going to take care of their business when it comes to that money. Tommy kept insisting to this man to pick him up in the limo. It was a prank phone call. But the point I'm making is the man took out time. He could just hung the phone up. But you know what he said? He said, hold up, young man. Let me hip you to something. Because the brother had been locked up before. He said, no. See, I done that when I was young. Now, I'm going to stop and I'm going to take some moment out to tell you. I'm up here working, man, trying to earn an honest living. I ain't going back down there. Because I didn't. They make you eat what they want you to eat. You don't want the food. You got to get up when they say get up. You got to stay where they say stay. Live with who they say live. He said, man, you don't want that. And he just tried to talk the young man out of it. You can change a young man's mind with a conversation. A conversation can change a young man's mind. Most of these young men that are misguided ain't having conversations with real men. They just not having them. And it's up to us who know what manhood is to start delivering the message. The problem that we have in our communities, we can solve ourselves. It done escalated to a point because we who are men won't stop on our corporate climb and our day-to-day making money and trying to ball out. We won't stop and grab some of these young soldiers and tell them the truth about manhood. That's the real deal, okay? Sorry I went there. I don't know where that came from.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is here. Another great day that God has given us. Man, stand up and be grateful about it, y'all. Because, man, it's a blessing. I sure am. Steve Harvey Morning Show kicking it off. I was watching an old clip from my two favorite dudes, Peele and Key and Peele. And it was the one where he was the urban school teacher.
Substitute.
But he had went out to the suburbs as a substitute teacher that day. Mm-hmm. And he was doing roll call. But he was using the names from the hood. Uh-huh. And it was it was throwing the white kids off. So one of the first names he said was, take roll call, Jay Quellen. She said, you mean Jacqueline? He said, oh, that's how we're going to play this morning, huh? Oh, we're going to do that this morning. He said, okay, keep it. Balake. He said, Blake, son of a. Oh, yeah, he was going off. And next, if y'all keep playing with me this morning, Aaron, I swear to God, if y'all say something stupid, he said, here. He said, why didn't you answer me at first? He said, because it's pronounced Aaron. Son of a. And then he cleared his desk off. Oh, this dude was so mad.
D-Nice.
He said, D-Nice. It's Denise. So this morning, I'm going to make my attempt at calling roll call this morning.
Oh, Lord.
Mr. Garvey was his name, the substitute teacher. Mr.
And that's
Garvey.
Right up my alley. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Garvey doing the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I'm reading roll call. Shellery. Shellery.
Present. Shirley.
Thank you. Carlea. Carlea.
It's Carla. It's Carla. Mm.
Son of a.
Here.
Kyer. Kyer.
Present. But it's Kier.
Oh, we're going to play like that this morning, huh? Mississippi. Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, okay. And here we are, and last but not least, Thomas. Thomas.
Wow.
Thomas.
I don't know how to read
that. T-H-O-M-A-S. Thomas. Don't sit that quiet on me.
I guess present.
Thank you. That was our hood roll call this morning. That's how we doing it on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you, STV.
Shirley, go ahead.
Shirley, you know what it is. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back with Thomas, right? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Nev?
Shirley, we're going to talk about my roommate, Benny. My roommate, Benny. Gonna show you a thing or two. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello? Am I speaking to Devin?
Yeah, this he.
Okay, hey man, this Chris. I live above you. I ain't never met you before, but you have you been calling the leasing office about complaining on me about I'm making too much noise or what?
Yeah, man. My bad, bro. I was trying to catch you, man. I could never catch you at home, man. It's just like, you know, bro. I work at night. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I work in the day. But I can't sleep at night, bro, because I don't know what's going on in your apartment. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be in your business. I'm not trying to be in your business, player. I just can't get no sleep at night, man, because there'd be a lot of noise up there. A lot of noise, a lot of talking. And what you do is your business, bro. I'm just saying, man, please, dog.
Hey, man, but you ain't got to go to the leasing office, man. All you had to do, you know, was holler at me. They got me written up like, you know, one more complaint on me, they going to put me out or something.
Well, yeah, dog, like I say, though, I was trying to find you. You know what I'm saying? But I guess we miss each other because you work at night and I work in the day. So, you know, when you going, I'm coming. And when I'm coming, you going. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I ain't trying to start no shit. I'm just trying to, you know, go to work and pay my bills, man. That's all.
I be at work at night, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my hustle on like you trying to get yours on during the day.
Hold on. Okay, let's make it make sense. Bruh, if you at work at night, somebody in your apartment talking loud, then I'm keeping me up. Square business.
Okay.
You got a roommate or something?
No, I ain't got no roommate.
Man,
you might have heard Benny.
Somebody in there talking loud, holding a conversation. It's like two people in there talking loud every night.
No, that's bro. That's Benny, man. Benny be talking.
Okay, you say you ain't got no roommates. So who is Benny? Who is Benny?
Benny is my bird, my parrot. That's Benny be talking.
Oh, say, man, stop with me, dog. Listen, man. Why? Wait a minute. You trying to tell me a bird?
That's Benny, man. I done had Benny 10 years. That's my bird.
Birds don't even live that long. So now I'm up at night. I'm up at work because a bird? That's what you want. That's what you call me to tell me. A bird.
I call you to tell you. You ain't got to be putting these complaints on me, man.
Say, man.
But I'm gone at night. That's Benny talking, man.
What the Benny then? Your bird,
hey, dog. Benny, dog. Wait a minute.
Hey, look. I'm telling you now. Do something with the bird then, or it's gonna be some consequences and repercussions. I'm talking about some fried chicken around this.
Hey man, Benny is like a family member to me.
Birds, Toucan Sam, the chicken on the cornflake box, Kentucky chicken, churches, all that. Your bird.
Hey man, you don't tell me nothing bad about my bird. Okay, brother, you know what? Maybe me and you need to square off in front of each other, cause you don't disrespect Benny, man.
Man, all right. You think this some? All right. I bet that be on my table when I get home. If it's a bird, then I bet that be on my dinner table, man.
Hey, man, now you ain't finna sit here and disrespect me and try to tell me what you gonna do to my bird. Now you ain't finna do nothing stupid to Benny.
I tell you what, see, you can date, you at home right now, but you go to work tonight. I bet you Benny don't be at that tomorrow. I bet you we be finger-licking good tomorrow.
Hey, man, hold on a minute, man. Wait a minute, dog. And what you can't do is start talking about what you gonna do to my bird. Now, I done told you, you filed for going to the leasing office calling me out, and now you on the phone. I'm trying to work this out with you, and now
man,
you
ain't trying to work it out. Now, first off, you call me and tell me that it's a bird holding a conversation with itself. I'm the stupid right now. I'm the stupid for even continuing this conversation about a bird that's keeping me up all night. Are you serious?
Man, maybe
are
you need to get some earplugs or something, man.
Say, man, listen, bro. Listen. Whatever the it is, if it's a bird, a recording, whatever it is, you better do something with it. If it's a bird, man, I'm going to be so insulted if this is a bird. I'm going
to
really...
A bird. It's Benny, man. It's Benny. All you had to do was come to me, and we could have handled this like me.
Hold on. Okay. We're going to handle it like me and then. First off, leasing office wouldn't give me your name. What's your name?
My name, Chris.
Okay, Chris. I'm Devin. There we go. Listen, dog. For the past 3 months, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really been getting no sleep because of this bird. You say it's a bird. I don't believe that, but a bird, come on, dog.
That's my bird. Man. I ain't been it for 10 years.
Well, look, take the to work with you then. I don't care. Figure something out, but whatever going on up there with you and your bird need to come to an immediate halt, or it's going to be some dog.
Hey, man, what you can't do is threaten me about what's going on in my household, man.
Look here, you and Benny, Lenny, whatever the name is, you need to do something with that, or it's going to be some real issues. Man, why am I going back and forth with you about this, and you keep telling me something about a bird?
It's a bird. What's the problem with it? What's the problem understanding that people have pet birds?
Say, man, I don't give a if you have a pet bird, but really, this talks all night long. How do you live with this man? Cause the don't never shut up.
I tell you what Benny told me to tell you though. Can I tell you what Benny told me to tell you?
Wait, Chris, bro. I don't want to hear what no bird told you to tell me. Oh my
God. Can I tell you what Benny told me to tell you?
What the did Benny?
Benny told me to tell you this. That this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy, Sean.
you Are you serious, dog?
Devin, did I get you, man?
You got me, dog. You got it, man. That guy, I'm going to get it. So I'm going to have to wait till this dude get home, dog, and talk to him. I ain't talk so much to you about this supposed bird. I don't know what's upstairs, man. Dog, I be up all night, you know what I'm saying? I'm missing my sleep. I'm missing y'all in the morning because I'm drowsy, hitting the snooze button.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, Debbie. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Oh, man, Steve Harvey Morning Show. We never get songs.
I ain't gonna brag about it today. I ain't gonna brag about it. Ain't no sense in me bragging about it. Boy, I'm a beast.
Oh, look at the time. We got to go. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Floyd Money Mayweather gets a black eye in a boxing match with a YouTube influencer. Flavor Flav sort of apologizes for losing it after he missed a flight on Spirit. And the Grammy nominations are out. Carla's here with our music news. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Ready for your love questions. This one's from Confused in Colorado, Chloe. Confused in Colorado writes, I've been married for 15 months and my husband went to live with his brother after he came home and my best friend and I were frying fish. He said it was inappropriate to have another man cooking in the house. This is so minor that I think my husband wanted to leave all along. Is this silly to you?
Minor?
Chuck, I wish I would come home to some dude in what? The kitchen right. with my wife frying fish, laughing, flour on his fingers. What?
Yeah.
Boy, oh. I have cornmeal all over their ass. I come in here and my wife be getting a plate.
Are you
about.
Kidding me? No, that lady, are you kidding me? It's so minor. Your best friend. I done told y'all about this best friend stuff. And you know why your husband tripping? Because he know he wouldn't be your best friend. So now why is he your best friend?
Oh, okay.
When your husband met you, he wanted to sleep with you. Now he looking over here going, why the other dude don't want to sleep with you? Man, miss us with that rest right there. You done got yourself in the jam because I done told y'all. I keep telling y'all about this little friendship mess. Y'all frying fish together. Okay, cool. Keep on
since
frying fish.
Since day one, you've been saying it, Steve. Yeah. Since
y'all can make the spaghetti, too, and get the slaw going. Because he stayed there now.
Yeah, your husband left and lives with his brother.
Yeah, y'all can go. Y'all can stay. Y'all can make bread tomorrow.
Yeah, she doesn't get it. All right, I hope she does now, though. MJ in Birmingham says, I opened a boutique with my boyfriend and I allowed his sister to borrow some clothing for a photo shoot. She returned the tops all balled up and musty, so I can't sell them now. He's not allowing me to charge his sister for the clothes. Why do I have to take a major cut in profit because she doesn't wear deodorant? Why?
I don't know.
Should have spelled this coming.
Who loan clothes like that? Who do that?
Yeah,
well, for photo shoots, people do it. Yeah, you go to boutiques and ask to borrow outfits and stuff. But you know, usually you take care of them. What you think, CLO?
I mean, you know, you should charge her. But if your brother don't want to pay, why don't your brother give you the money back? But then that's money out y'all's house anyway.
Yeah.
Sometimes you know you marry into the wrong family. It's happened to a lot of us.
Yeah.
You felt that way. Everybody felt that way before.
Oh, they ain't even married?
No, they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
They got a business together? Oh, no. That ain't good.
Oh, no. If it's boyfriend and girlfriend, no. She getting a bill. Or he getting a bill. Well, somebody getting a bill for these clothes. Oh, right. Come on. Well, right. Somebody finna pay.
Right. The boyfriend's not allowing her to charge his sister. He doesn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. That's what she
said. I sure wish I could go in there and say that to my wife.
Would you allow
me? I'm not going to allow you to.
Yeah, ooh. You are not allowed to do that.
Allow.
Yeah.
Do like I tell you. That's all these catchphrases I wish I could.
Controlling. What I say.
Damn.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Phrases I say in my head all the time.
That's what.
Let them slip.
Next one, Cheryl. Yeah.
Misha in Dallas says, I'm a 52-year-old tap dancer, and I used to get booked for shows a lot. But nowadays, nobody appreciates the art of tap dancing. Is this something I should keep pursuing, or is it time to hang up my tap shoes and explore other hobbies?
Well, the problem is you're 52. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but look at your tapes now and what they used to look like. Notice how the taps ain't as close together no more?
Don't sound the same.
See, are you
her? See, look, this was you tapping at 32. This is you tapping now.
how you speed it up.
No,
listen to your tape, Chloe. Listen to your, once again, 30 years old.
Mm-hmm. It was Gregory Hines 20 years ago.
That's 30. You 52 now.
Okay. So that's a no.
Oh, now watch this, yeah. Then you do that one time.
Well, should she hang up her tap shoes and explore other Harvey?
The tap shoes don't even want to go to the park.
Show gig the
yeah. Yeah, your tap shoes don't even want to hang them up. Ain't it hard tying them up?
Throw them out.
If it's hard to tie them up, then it's time to hang them up.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Last one, Steve. Treva in Hattiesburg says there was a strange car in my
truck. Wait, hold Treva. On. Who?
Treva. Treva. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, from
here
where?
We go.
Hattiesburg.
Lord, she country. What Treva want? Treva.
She says there was a strange car in her driveway, so she stuck her head out to see what the young lady wanted. She saw me and drove off. My boyfriend said it might be his crazy ex in his sister's car. I don't need this kind of drama, but I love him. He said he'd handled it. She's too close for comfort, so what should I do?
Treva, quit sticking your head out that door. And he said it might be his crazy ex in her sister's car. He know exactly who that is.
That's detail.
Ain't no Maya.
This ain't her first time pulling up on him. Right. He know what the grill look like. It's got that piece of tape on the back holding the fender up because she can't drive. She done backed out a lot of times in the head. Hit the fire hydrant, knocked over the garbage can. He know who that is. Now, it's drama, but, you know, people come with a history. Whenever you're dating somebody, come with a history. As long as it's his ex, you going to have a crazy ex. Every man has had a crazy ex. Now, every woman ain't really had a crazy ex, but you've had some exes that you had problems with. But every man has had a crazy ex. Every man. Lord Jesus. And it's been one of you. Yeah.
No.
It's been one
not
of
at
you
all.
Just like you. Yes, it has.
Not
yes,
at all.
Like hey, y'all can stop all this little innocent stuff right here. Especially you, Carla.
It's just the truth, Steve.
Your reputation, Carla, is just atrocious.
How many times do I have to say my allegedly?
Defend yourself.
See, that allegedly business. In the court, your ass would have been gone.
Coming up at the top of the hour, thank you, CLO. Entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Floyd Mayweather scored a victory in his latest international boxing exhibition, but he left the match with a black eye from his opponent, YouTube influencer Olatunji. 45-year-old Mayweather got tagged squarely in the eye and left the fight with a noticeable bruise. Although Mayweather beat him, Olatunji will forever have bragging rights for giving Mayweather a black eye. Before the fight,
I don't think I've ever seen him with a black eye. You ever got a
Neither have I. Olatunji said he'd never claimed that he was going to beat Mayweather. He said his only ambition was to land a punch, and he certainly did that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's your only ambition. How much you still took that ass whooping, though.
That ain't much of an ambition when you go into a fight.
Right. Just to land a punch.
That's your hope and dream. So the rest of this ass whooping, you ain't going to worry about that.
Just going to take it.
So let me ask you something. How much did Floyd make on that fight?
Ooh, I don't know. But
I don't know how much he made on it.
If it's Floyd, it's money.
Yeah.
It's money.
Watch this. Mm-hmm. How much did Floyd Mayweather make on his last fight in Dubai? Okay, here we go. It popped right up. Siri, boy, I love it. This white lady is really nice.
Who is that white lady? Who is that?
Siri, she just know every damn thing.
Yes.
What do you make?
I'm finna tell you right now. They friendly towards each other. I'm trying to get to it right here.
Got that black eye, though.
Oh, here we go. According to comments made by Global Titan CEO Uday Singh, Mayweather could end up pocketing somewhere around 25 to 30 million for the fight.
What?
As per reports, Mayweather was paid $1 million simply to take a phone call in order discussing the idea to fight. Florida super approachable and listens to promoters and does what's best for business, and that's what I like about him, Singh said.
So that black eye was worth
it. Dingy will take home. Yeah, you black my eye for 30 million.
Yeah, it was worth it. Woo.
Yeah.
All right. That's why they call him Floyd Money Mayweather. All right. Moving on. How much?
Your baby finger at the knuckle. Would you chop off your baby finger at the knuckle for 50 million?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, not even think about it.
Wait a minute. Carla, why are you shaking your head? Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Who needs that? I chop off the baby finger and the one next to it. I don't need none of them two.
Ring finger. Yeah. You be eight, holding up eight. What's up?
What?
Got a new nickname go along with it, too. Hey, man, y'all heard
what? I shook hands with somebody that had them two fingers missing one time.
I'll
tell you right now, it's a shocker. You need that baby finger and the finger next to it to shake hands, because if you don't got them, when they slap you in your hand to shake your hand, it feel like a little pack of meat, I'm telling you.
Oh, goodness.
It's going to throw you into something.
All right, we're moving on. The Grammy nominations for 2023 have been announced, and Carla's got her music news update for us. What you got, Carla?
Well, we have to say congratulations to Queen Bee. Yes. Beyonce has officially become the most nominated artist in Grammys history.
Yeah.
Come on, H-Town. She is the first woman to earn over 80 nominations as a solo artist. The record, she got these nominations, of course, from her latest album, Renaissance, and multiple nominations for this album. You know, we all love it. The record holder of nominations was previously held by her man, her husband, Jay-Z. So that's what I'm talking about. I love it.
Keep it in the family.
The Carters are doing big things. All right, more nominees for the Grammys. Kendrick Lamar has 8 nominations. DJ Khaled, Mary J. Blige. Blige has 6 nods apiece. Lizzo is up for Record of the Year for the song About Damn Time. And you notice that I did not say Drake or Bruno Mars. They did not submit their songs to be nominated for the Grammys. They declined. So that's that. So the 65th 5th annual Grammys will go down February 5th on CBS, and I'll be watching. I might even go so I can scream for Beyonce.
Yes.
Beyonce.
You're gonna
That's
be
very
so far
exciting.
Back. She ain't gonna be able to hear you call.
I know. I'll be so... I ain't gonna even get in the building, right?
Yeah, you'll be so far back.
You know how I'll be like, who's that lady screaming? Yeah.
And so lastly, congratulations to Beyonce and everyone, all of the nominees. Flavor Flav was caught on video in the Las Vegas airport going off on a gate agent for Spirit Airlines after he missed his flight to Detroit. Flav usually boards last, so his celebrity status does not hold up the boarding process, and he claims he lost track of time and saw the gate for his flight was closed. That's when he was recorded going off on the Spirit employee because she would not allow him to board the jet. He has since apologized in a tweet for acting out of character. What?
I didn't know what you're about to ask, but go ahead.
How he lose track of time with that big ass clock run?
Clock.
Exactly. Yeah.
You got that's the clock. Obvious ass joke. I have others. That was the low hanging fruit.
Right.
You stand up there arguing with this gate agent with this damn Ben round your neck. You got big Ben round your neck talking about you lost track of time. What? Yeah. It's these big ass clocks for Flavor.
Yeah, we're not buying
it. You got an alarm on it.
Yeah. All right, so he apologized anyway for acting out of character. Yeah. Coming up at 20 minutes after, well.
I ain't like Flav though, but why are you arguing in Spirit? Everybody on Spirit, man.
Well, it is official. Donald Trump has thrown his hat back into the ring. He's back into the game. We will talk, oh Lord, we'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, it is official. We've been dreading it, but it is here. Donald Trump has announced, he made the announcement Tuesday night, that he is launching his presidential bid to get back in the White House in 2024. Take a listen.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Boo.
Yeah.
He was impeached twice.
Twice, yeah.
Incited
and he lied.
For starting the insurrection on January 6th.
And they still haven't finished that whole investigation. And none of that. That's,
what about
his
cases in New York? What's up with those?
Yeah, what's going
on?
Yeah,
all of that.
I just and a think, lot of, man, the Democratic Party is so
they weak.
You know, I've always
said
that.
Weak, and we're weak against a party of cowards. I don't understand.
Yeah, and we don't know how to stick
together.
How can
you be more scared than the cowards?
Yeah.
Because the Conservative Party is a party of cowards to not stand up for their own conservative values when you clearly have a candidate that does not represent the values you claim to have. Or are we starting to discover for the first time something I've known all along, though, that this is not the party of the values that they claim. This is simply a party of power, position, and money. That's
and money.
All it is. Herschel Walker is another example of not being up to what you all call your core principles as conservatives. And another thing, how can 90% of Southern evangelicals in Georgia vote for Herschel Walker and not a pastor, a man of God?
That part.
You raised some very good points. Yeah. Now, meanwhile, Steve, former Vice President Mike Pence is coming out with a new book. You know, all along he's been with Trump. Now he's finally speaking out against Trump. He says his words on January 6th endangered him and his family and everyone at the Capitol. He said that. And when asked, would Trump make a good president for 2024, Pence said there will be better choices in the future than former President Donald Trump. All right. He's also considering a presidential bid.
Fox News, what, Carla?
Fox News, the chairman, Rupert Murdoch, he said they will not back Trump. So that'll be interesting to see.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, a lot of Republicans
and he controls Fox.
Me out saying that too. All right, yeah. Coming up in 34 minutes.
Oh my goodness, this is gonna be good.
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check in with Roscoe since he was overlooked yet again as a highly sought after songwriter. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've invited him here. We need to talk to him. Roscoe is in the building.
Roscoe in the building, baby. All day. Here I go. Let's go ahead. That's all. Here I go. He's going back to prison, too.
Yes, he is.
Sometimes he sort of be mean or something, though. Here I go. Right back.
Well, Roscoe, welcome back.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, Shelly? Hey, what's going on, baby girl? What's going on? Hey, Carly.
Hey, what's Roscoe, what's up?
Hey, sippy girl, forehead. What's going on, Junior?
Roscoe, my hero. That's all I
know. My man, Tommy Tom, what up with you, player?
My man, what it do, Roscoe?
Hey, man, congratulations. I heard you acting a fool down there, cut it up and coming back on stage.
Back on stage, Roscoe. Feeling good, man.
Yeah, don't, what'd your t-shirt say? Don't cancel me out.
Okay.
Oh, boy, that was good right there. I like that. That boy had a t-shirt on say, don't cancel me out. You know, it's a play on words. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, we know, right?
We get it, yeah.
Oh, I thought y'all ain't get it. He said, don't cancel me out. You know, like, cancel, you know.
Yeah, we got you.
All right, so Roscoe. We're sure you've heard.
I'm
by
gonna
now.
Hold up. I got another shirt next week. Next week, Tommy, your shirt. I'll say, don't Kanye me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I think you've heard by now, Roscoe, that the Songwriters Hall of Fame has announced its nominees for 2023, and once again, you've been overlooked.
Trump? Who?
You, the Songwriters Hall of Fame. I mean, why do you think they keep overlooking you? Are you telling the truth about writing all these songs? Man.
You know what? I'm tired of these white folk. You know, these white folk control these black folk and tell these black folk not tell the truth about who they folk is. Hold on. Let me say it in the words of somebody that you all are very familiar with.
Who is that?
We got to get these cars with this emission car. We got good emission cars, and the Russians are just fighting.
Herschel Walker.
Now what they say. I'm telling you right now, I'm getting out of music. I'm getting into politics.
Why do you say
I ain't
that?
Writing no more songs. I'm writing all Herschel speeches. It don't take nothing to write a speech for this fool. This boy got what they call it, what is CTE?
He got a concussion.
No, he been playing football. He was a brutal sport. He just look at where he sound. He just come po boy just over there running his mouth. He ain't got no none of his senses connect. He don't make no sense. They just be up there talking, be behind the podium, and don't know white people be clapping. They just be looking at him.
Well,
because when white people don't understand you, they don't know how to act. They just be quiet. Very different from black people. You talk about black people don't know what you said. They start checking with each other. What the hell Herschel talking about? Man, what did the fool up his head? You know what I'm doing. I ain't really worried about that Hall of Fame people no more. You know, I discovered. Mm-hmm. You know, Shirley, you ain't going to get your flowers till after you gone. And I just think that what done happened to me. And I'm going to get my flowers when I go. But if you ask me, I'll take my flowers now. Ask me anything about music. Let me show you. What, Carly?
So you think that you're not in the Songwriters Hall of Fame because they're not giving you your flowers? Not the fact that you didn't. Because you didn't write
racism,
the song.
Racism, bigotry.
Well, he's been saying.
Racism.
I said white folk, didn't I?
But
look at all over there.
Started with it.
I thought you wrote some hits though, Roscoe.
I wrote a bunch of hits, dog.
I'm just asking because he's been saying he's written all of these songs.
Oh,
so
listen to
me
right here. I called Drake and I called Bruno Mars. I told him don't put none of our songs in that we wrote. They said okay. Now guess what? Ain't neither one of them nominated for no Grammys. because they listening to who wrote the song. I'm telling you, truth
Bruno
started
Mars
to come out.
And Drake. Okay. Coming up
I
next,
got the two hottest stars in the game.
With today's prank phone
I'm
call.
I'm finna
Thank
write
you,
what Rihanna gonna sing at the Super Bowl.
Right after this.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, Alexa, call my bae. Got that? Alexa, call my bae. We'll get into that in just a bit because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
We're going to stroll through the neighborhood, Shirley. It is time for Neighborhood Watch. Neighborhood Watch. Let's go.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Johnny.
Yeah, this is Johnny.
Okay, you the one that be doing the Neighborhood Watch? You be walking your dog doing the Neighborhood Watch? Is that you?
Who's this?
Is this Johnny?
Who is this, man?
This is PJ. Answer my question. Are you Johnny?
Slow your roll. Slow your roll. I'm Johnny, and I do the Neighborhood Watch. Who is the damn PJ?
I'm PJ.
Hold on, man. Don't call my phone yelling at me, charging me up.
Hey, man, I live two streets over from you, okay? And you're supposed to be the Neighborhood Watchman, but that ain't what you're doing. Now, I done caught you looking in the window at my wife. When I came outside, you was halfway down the street, you and your damn dog, okay?
So,
you ain't watching the neighborhood. You looking, trying to see some in the window. That's what you're doing.
Picking some man, please, I don't look, man, I do my job, man. I do the Neighborhood Watch. I make sure people ain't breaking nobody's houses. I got a wife. What the hell I want to look at somebody else's wife? I got a piece of at home. I don't want to look at nobody else's
You need to stay out from looking through people's window, man. You're supposed to be watching the neighborhood, not watching my wife's.
Where you say you live again?
Cause I live two streets. You know what? I tell you what, Mr. Johnny.
A damn peep of Tom. I'm gonna show you what a damn peep of Tom is.
No, I'm gonna show you what. No, I'm gonna start looking through your window, looking at your wife. See, one peep deserves another peep, Mr. Johnny.
But bring your over here. I want you to look in my damn window. Man, this. Who the hell is this? I ain't got time for this, man. I got a job. I got a mortgage. I got kids. I ain't got time for this, man. Go look at a job, man. Go find a job.
I got a job. But when I'm at work,
you got a job. Yeah, you got a job crying like a damn talking about somebody looking at your wife. Ain't nobody looking at your damn wife, man.
I got a job, but when I'm at my job, I'm wondering if your is back at the house looking through the window at my wife.
Please come to my damn house. Please.
I'm coming later tonight to look through the window at
fine. Man, what the hell are you talking about? Calling me, talking about peeping at your damn wife. Ain't nobody.
Because that's what your been doing,
ain't
man.
Got no wife. You probably ain't got no wife. You probably married to a damn midget or something. Man, what the you talking about, man? Talking about not peeping at your wife. You
probably I've got a wife, and you is
got,
the one that been peeping
at the window.
You still watching the neighborhood, but that ain't what you're doing,
I got to say, come over here now. Since you around the neighborhood, you three streets, whatever, how many streets, whatever you are for me, come right now. I stand outside with my dog waiting on your. I want you to come by.
Coming later tonight when she gets out that shower the same way you was looking through my window.
Please, just come by. Don't wait. Just come by now, please.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll come by right now, but I'm bringing somebody with me.
You ain't what? Brother, I'm getting ready to slow down so I can get ready and tell them my business, man. I'm getting ready to go to work. Again today, man. What the hell are you talking about, bro? I got two damn jobs. I got a job to work during the day and at night. And in between, I do the Neighborhood Watch. I'm doing your service. I'm helping your lazy out. Why you still be watching people looking to see if they looking at your damn wife? Why don't you get you a second job or something, man? Why don't you Google? Why don't you look at monster.com or something? What the hell is wrong with you calling me? I'm peeping at your damn wife. Man, don't you ever call me with no. Man, who the hell is this anyway?
Do you want to know who it is?
Yeah, who the hell is this? Because I got something for you. Who is this?
I'm going to tell you who it is. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, Trisha.
I'm going to kick Trisha.
Man.
ain't right, baby. That ain't right, baby.
Johnny.
Baby, that ain't right. Man, you got me, man, because I said ain't nobody going to get me on no prank, man. I don't fall for that. Ain't got time for that, man.
Your wife told me you do the neighborhood watch. Oh, man, she said you do the neighborhood. You walk, you know, because what, you got a Rottweiler?
Yeah.
She told me.
That's why I use, man, because I want to be safe, man. Just in case something happens, I just stick my Rockwell on that.
Yeah.
Man, you got me bad, Tommy. That's you. You got me bad, man.
You good?
I'm good, babe. I'm a getter, though.
All right. Let me ask you this, though. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Show, man. Damn, man.
Ooh, you play too
much. You got
him.
You got him.
That's how you do it. Neighborhood watch, man. You peeping all through the window. I know what you're doing, brother. Looking at my wife.
Wow.
When you come look at your wife, catch her coming out the shower butt naked. That's what I'm finna do.
Yeah, but
just out of the
blue, he was a little different, though. He was on Ready Set.
Yes. Uh-huh. Him and his dog.
Uh-huh. The Rottweiler.
Yep. You think you'd be on Ready Set, dog? How long you think it'd be before you start cussing?
Oh, I don't really.
What?
You know, my whole life on Ready Set. So.
Is that a question for real?
Yeah, but you're just crazy, man. My father raised me that way.
To be on Ready, Set, Go.
He said, just be ready. So when they holler go, you ain't got to get out. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great advice.
Boy, my father, man, I'm so grateful I had this dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
He made me the man I am today. Now, as flawed as I am, and people can say what they want to say, you know, anytime you make a positive statement, prepare for the negative side of it.
Oh, it's coming.
Like, have you all noticed that in your life that as you progress and move forward, that you have people around you who are constantly to remind you of who you were and what you did and what happened back when?
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to stay there because they're comfortable when you were there because they felt like they had something on you. I don't have nobody in my life like that. Because once you start reminding me of who I was and don't want to accept the new me, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
I'm done with you.
Yeah.
I'm done. Because what I'm not going to do is every time I see you, I got to have this. Well, and you know, you might be that, but what about your other? You know, you talking all this stuff. I complimented Marjorie one time. And that's how I be. Yeah, well, what happened to your other wife? Well, we got a divorce.
Public knowledge.
Yeah.
It's
we
not a
got
secret.
A divorce. It ain't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever fault it was, it take two people to tangle. Mm-hmm. I had a role in it. I understand that. I ain't got to tell you what my business, what the other person had. That don't worry about that. I didn't admit it to all my. Here's a good thing about it though. God has forgiven me for all my transgressions throughout my life.
Amen.
And allowed me to get up. Matter of fact, pick me up.
Mercy.
And move me along my way.
Mm-hmm.
And he will continue to do that for the mistakes I'm going to make in the future.
Come on.
And that's the way it works. So once God picks you up and allows you to move on, don't let people hold you back to that moment.
That
moment is done. They back there. You don't have to stay back there. That's why I tell you all the time, everybody come with you, can't go with you.
Yeah.
See, they can only come to a certain point. And every time they see you, they want to take you back to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when you used to, I go home to Cleveland. I remember when you used to come hang out. I can't do that no more, dog.
Right. It's different now.
y'all standing around on the corner, man. Y'all smoking weed. Y'all shooting dice. I can't do that. Oh, you too good for that. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I am. Yeah.
Yeah, dog. Yeah.
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 Really, I am.
I bettered myself. So, yeah, I am. You can call it too good. I don't think I'm better than you, but you stuck in 1976.
Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. I know some people doing the same thing we did when I was in college and they didn't go to college.
Wow. All right. Well, coming up next as we move on. It's today's Strawberry Letter, and the subject is Alexa, Call My Bae. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter, pop, pop, live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Mm-hmm. It could be yours. This one right here might be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, Alexa, call my bae. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm dating a 47-year-old player. We've been together for almost 2 years, and I told him marriage was the goal for me when we started dating, and he said he wanted to be married too. I was at his house over the weekend and we were listening to music through his phone and his phone rang. He usually won't have his phone connected to Bluetooth because we've had a mishap before when one of his coworkers called and his Bluetooth announced her. It was a lady named Carmen, and I eventually found out that he and Carmen had sex before we started dating. He still hangs out with Carmen, even though he knows I don't like it. Back to the most recent incident. We were watching a movie and Alexa announced that he had a call from, quote, my bae. He calls his niece bae and she calls him a lot to ask for money. But my intuition kicked in and I wanted to be sure it was his niece. He took a shower and his phone was still connected to the Bluetooth. I went to the front of the house and said, Alexa, call my bae. I got Carmen's voicemail. I confronted him in the shower and he calmly told me I was dead wrong for what I did and I should leave because I was not about to ruin his weekend. I left and days later, he still has not addressed who Carmen is to him. He jokingly tells me that I'm crazy, but he still loves me. He keeps asking me to come over and said he can't sleep without me. I'm not going to let this slide. Why is she my bae? Should I leave him alone and let Carmen have him? Mm. Wow. all right, come on, sis. You're not anything special necessarily to this man because you said yourself he's a player. There's nothing wrong with you wanting to get married and letting him know how you feel about that. But because of his track record with Carmen and God knows who else, he is not a good candidate to be your husband. He's 47 years old, still out here in these streets. If he's doing it now, what do you think this so-called playa is going to do if you were to marry him? More of the same. When people show you who they are, you've heard the saying, please believe them, okay? I think you're wasting your time with this guy. You also said this is not the first incident, and after you confronted him in the shower, he kicked you out. He said you should leave because he didn't want you to ruin his weekend, never addressing, you know, the fact that Carmen is listed as his bae and he still sees her. I think he's still hanging out with Carmen. You said he was. And what do you think they're doing when they're hanging out? We say on this show all the time, especially Steve, men and women can't be friends. So I think you have a decision to make because you really don't want to waste 2 more years with him and Miss Carmen, do you? So let this go. Steve?
Let me start at the bottom of the line. Alexa, call my bae. I'm not going to let this slide. Why is she my bae? Should I leave him alone and let Carmen have him? Well, you don't have to leave him alone to do that. Carmen already got it. And you do too. This is a letter of simply, you don't want to believe what you heard. That's all this is. You just don't want to believe what you heard. You're dating a 47-year-old player. You ain't hear that? You ain't hear that? You wrote it. I'm dating a 47-year-old player. You don't want to believe what you heard.
Bang.
You don't want to believe what you read. We've been together almost 2 years, and I told him marriage was the goal for me when we started dating, and he said he wanted to be married too. Yeah, but he did not tell you he wanted to be married to you. You didn't hear that. Mm. You didn't believe that when you heard it? He said he wanted to be married too. He didn't say to who, and he didn't say to you. He has not one time told you he wanted to marry you. He said his goal is to be married. He just did not say to you. I was at his house over the weekend, and we listened to music through his phone, and his phone rang. He usually won't have his phone connected to Bluetooth. Who do that? Who do that? Lord, who do that? Who do that? Because we had a mishap before. We had a mishap before. And he still, one of his coworkers called in Bluetooth announcer. It was a lady named Carmen. I eventually found out he and Carmen had sex before we started dating. He still hang out with Carmen even though he know I don't like it. You what? Wait a minute. What part of this you don't believe? You just said you found out that him and Carmen had sex before y'all started dating. He still hang out with Carmen even though he know I don't like it. You didn't like having sex with Carmen, but he did.
One more time.
You didn't like having sex with Carmen, but he did. He still hang out with her even though he know I don't like it. You ain't supposed to like it. He do. What? You didn't hear that? You don't want to believe nothing you hear. Back to the most recent incident. We were watching a movie, and Alexa announced that he had a call from my bae. He calls his niece bae, and she calls him a lot to ask for money. My tuition kicked in, and I wanted to be sure it was his niece. He took a shower, and his phone was still connected to the Bluetooth. What?
Hang on, Steve, right there.
Lord, yeah. Who do that?
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, Alexa, call my bae. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, Alexa, call my bae.
This woman doesn't want to believe nothing she hear. She's dating a 47-year-old player. You told him you wanted marriage as the goal when y'all started dating. He said he wanted to be married too. You say he's a 47-year-old player. You didn't hear that? He said he wanted to be married too, but he didn't say it to you. You didn't hear that? You was at his house listening to music through the phone. His phone rang. He usually don't have his phone connected to Bluetooth because we had a mishap before. Once you have one mishap with me, you ain't finna have this one again. So now whenever you come over, my phone ain't finna be on connected on nothing. One of his coworkers called his Bluetooth announcer, lady named Carmen. I eventually found out that he and Carmen had sex before we start dating. He still hangs out with Carmen, even though he know I don't like it. He still hang out with Carmen. What do you think him and Carmen is doing when they hanging out? They had sex together before you started dating. Now you dating and he still hang out with her. And he know I don't like it. But he do, though.
You gotta say that again.
But he do though. Yes. He know I don't like him having sex with Carmen. You ain't got to like the sex with Carmen. He likes the sex with Carmen. Yes. And he not giving Carmen up. Mm-hmm. Back to the most recent. We watching the movie and Alexa announced that he had a call from my bae. He calls his niece bae and she calls him a lot to ask for money. But my intuition kicked in, and I wanted to be sure it was his niece. He took a shower, and his phone was still connected to the Bluetooth. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. What? You just said in the letter we had a mishap before. Now, again, you had a mishap, and now a third time. He don't give a damn about you.
at all.
Because there's no way he should be in that shower and that phone not duct taped to his thigh. It's no way.
Duct taped
to his thigh while he taking the shower on silent and airplane mode.
Both of them.
Oh, make sure.
I took a shower. His phone tickled. I went to the front of the house and said, "Alexa, call my bae." I got Carmen's voicemail. I confronted him in the shower, and he calmly told me, "Hey, baby, you dead wrong for what you did. And you know what? I want you to leave because you're not about to ruin my weekend with all this."
Kicked her out.
I ain't got to have you over here doing this here because Carmen can come over here and she ain't no drama. Mm. I left, and days later, he has still not addressed who Carmen is to him. Carmen is my bae. What you don't see? We see it.
Yeah.
He still has not addressed who Carmen is. Carmen is my bae that I had sex with before I started dating with you that you didn't like, but I do, and so I'm still hanging out with her, and what you think we hanging out doing?
Yeah.
He jokingly tells me that I'm crazy, but he still love me. He jokingly, listen to me, he jokingly tells you you crazy, but he still love me. You the joke.
How does that sound? How does that sound, Steve?
Girl, oh, you crazy. I love you. Girl, you so crazy. I love you. You know that. Carmen, quit talking about Carmen, baby. You know I love you. What? Uh-huh. That's what he did.
Yeah.
He keeps asking me to come over and said he can't sleep without you. Listen to what you're saying. He keeps asking me to come over and say he can't sleep without you. He keep asking you to come over because he can't sleep without you when Carmen ain't there. Mm.
Who is Carmen?
His bae. Mm-hmm. That he had sex with before y'all start dating, and then you found out that you don't like it, but he still hang out with her because he like her sex.
Uh-huh.
Here's the next line. Why is she my bae? Because she has sex with him and no drama. Should I leave him alone and let Carmen have him? You ain't got to leave him to do that. Carmen already got him. You don't have to leave him and let Carmen have him. Carmen has him. Which part of this letter did you not believe, lady?
All of it.
Because I believed it all. So now, no matter what happens, no matter what Alexa say, watch me fix it. Go ahead, Shirley, call her. Say something. Y'all Alexa, phone rang. I'm sitting here with this girl, and my Alexa rang. And you know it's a woman, but watch me talk you out of it. Go ahead.
Baby, who is that? I heard a female voice. Who is that?
Oh, there wasn't no female.
I clearly heard a woman.
No, that's my nephew. You know.
Your nephew would be a man or...
Hey, slow down, baby. We accept him. You're going to have to accept him.
What?
Oh, that's how you flip that?
Okay. Oh, wow.
It is what it is. It's 2022. Next, Alexa. Quickly, Alexa.
Who is Bay?
Bay.
Yeah,
You ain't read the letter? Bay is my niece.
Why do you call your niece Bae? I'm listening.
Because her real name is Baylinda. And so we call her Bae for short.
On that note, we're out of here. Please leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and at steveharveyfm.com. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, please. Coming up next, it is Junior in Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
Tommy, man, Eagles lost Monday night to the Washington Commanders, man, 32-21. So now they are now 8-1. The undefeated season is over. They're tied with the best record in football with the Minnesota Vikings. Now who's better team, though? The Vikings are still, it's going to be still the Eagles.
It's the Eagles.
I'm going Eagles. Jalen Hurt, man, frat brother.
I'm going Hurt. Yep.
All yeah.
Day.
Man,
it was some bad calls on that game, Jalen.
It was a bunch of bad calls, man.
It was a bunch of bad calls. Because I think the Heinicke quarterback, what's his name, Heinicke for the Commanders, he flopped on that personal.
Yeah, he flopped. He didn't get hit.
And that was the game right there. Because they gave him the first down, man. Also, Unc, it's a great day for y'all in Cleveland, man. Deshaun Watson is returning to the practice field today.
Here we go.
Break out the baby.
Here it is.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
He back out there on the field.
Hot, wax, baby oil.
Break out the baby oil.
Lavender scent. We back, baby. We back, baby.
That boy, Buffy, he better come out playing. He better come out playing.
Yeah, he got some
shit. Put your thumbs on me.
What are they saying in Cleveland?
I like a deep tissue. Give me more thumb.
Turn back to the practice field.
Put your thumb to my back. Because you know that's how I like it. I like it like that. Watch out. I'm finna turn over. Hit me. Here we go. Showtime. Hit me. Lawsuit. Let me have it.
Oh, God.
That's terrible.
He is back, man.
Ignorant
he is
show.
Back.
Oh, man. My God.
It's too late, but he back.
Yeah. No, that's just a good thing, man. 2 years, he ain't been on the football field. So this is exciting day for him to be back in practice. He hadn't been back to practice since training camp. Yeah. Also, he playing against the Houston Texans on December 4th. He will take his opening day game is on against the Texans on December 4th.
I ain't even going to expect nothing much. He ain't played all year. The rust is real, dog. The NFL.
So you saying we have a chance at winning this game?
No.
I'm going to finally use my season pass.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
I hope the camera be on your face when the final score show up.
Make sure you fix it.
And Antonio Brown is back in the news again for posting a tweet that Tom Brady sent him a year ago, man. And it sounded like to me in the text that Tom Brady was just being a concerned friend, because all he told him was, man, you're messing up. That's all he was saying. You're messing
what
up.
What is
you
beef with selfish. Them two? I don't know,
man. I just don't understand,
it's
man.
It's not Brady. It's Brown.
It's friends. He's supposed to be friends, though.
Yeah.
Can't help a fool.
That's right, Steve. That's right. All right. Thank you, Junior. Thank you, guys. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the holidays and New Year, New You mentality. We'll talk about all of that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Well, guys, for most people, the holidays call for vacation time and an opportunity to take a break and enjoy the festivities leading up to the New Year celebrations. For others, this is the perfect time to get plastic surgery. Now, getting plastic surgery during the holiday season is an easy way to use the free time you have off to heal and recover. A great way to jumpstart your new year is by getting a rejuvenating treatment on a part of you that you have always wanted to enhance. If you could have any one thing, this question is for you guys. If you could have any one thing done to your body over the holidays, you know, where you can rest and recuperate and all of that, what would it be? Anything. Head to toe, anything.
Well, I'm going to let y'all go first.
I'm not doing no more damn surgery on nothing. I'm done.
Yeah.
So.
You're good.
Don't ask me nothing about no surgery. I done stole everything out the hospital. I'm not going back down.
Okay, Tommy's our junior.
How many gowns do you have in your drawer now? Right now?
You already know what it is, Uncle. Going down here and get this highline pushed forward. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh!
I'm going to get right on down. I got come time on, to baby. Recoup. When I come back, I'm going to act like I ain't even get it done. Junior, your hair looks so nice. Thank y'all. I'm so glad y'all know that. That's me.
Brushing it, Junior.
Yeah, for no reason.
Yeah, I'm going to get a BBL. I'm gonna get my ass turned into an ATM machine.
You finna get a BBL?
Yeah, I'm gonna get it turned into an ATM machine.
What do you mean?
So when I go to the bathroom, I don't go like y'all go no more. Money come out. All I gotta do is reach down in the water and dry it off. And every time I go, I just grab money.
Your mind is crazy.
You are really, really, really.
Steve, what you doing there, boy? 10,000.
Crazy. You know when
later
you get that surgery.
I'm taking colon cleanser, trying to go for 180 today.
What were you going to say, nephew? What?
I was going to tell him, you know, when you get that surgery, you can't sit down for about 3-4 weeks. You know, you yes. can't sit
I'm
on
had
your
butt. I'm going to have that ATM in my ass. Yeah, it is going to be a little hard to sit
what
down.
What in the world?
Yeah. Yeah, surgery I'm gonna get.
Well, how do you get it out though? Because most people in the ATM, you have to put your credit card in there.
No. I just go to the bathroom.
That's it.
It triggers every time I have to use the bathroom to number two. That doesn't. It comes out as money.
Good Lord. Money.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's
yeah.
all. Hey, the bad.
Sugar, honey, iced tea, and money.
You are saying anything now.
Yeah.
Anything.
All this legal, though. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Look here, man.
Sorry.
I listen to Elroy Smith.
WGCI.
One of the greatest radio men in the world. He taught me something that I've never forgot. He said, Steve Harvey, don't stop being compelling on the radio. People listen to you because you are compelling. Mm-hmm, don't ever stop being that, and don't let nobody stop that. So when you ask me, what do I want to do? What plastic surgery? The compelling answer that I thought of was to get an ATM machine in my ass.
That's it. That's compelling.
And every time I sugar honey iced tea, I'm sugar honey iced tea in cash.
See?
My goal every day is to crank out 150,000. I'm going to be taking colon cleansers.
Laxatives.
Yeah.
If I chew a piece of celery, I got to go.
You are so crazy.
You're pushing under 250,000. I'm going to have to be behind you with a water hose.
I know. You're going to go to the bathroom with him.
Yeah, we're going to get some of this hemp money, man.
This is so nasty.
Y'all don't need no help. I wash it off myself.
And then I'm going to say, what are you going to do with that money?
Have a little room where I dry the bills and everything.
What are you going to do with the money? What are you going to do with it every day? What are you
going
to do?
Buy crap.
What I'm going to do with it? I'm finna quit.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of this ignorant Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A 61-year-old farmer in Indonesia couldn't be happier, and he's about to get married for the 88th time. What?
He's been married 88 times?
Yeah. He's known as the Playboy King because he has been married 87 times to 46 different women, and his upcoming wedding is to an ex-wife. He first got married when he was 14 years old, and it ended in divorce 2 years later. He says he's married just about every woman he's ever liked because he has a lot of respect for women, and he doesn't want them to feel like dating him is just a fling. So everyone he's ever liked, he's married. That's why he's had so many marriages.
Yeah. How many kids he got?
He didn't say. In Indonesia, maybe.
In Georgia.
Something happened to Herschel.
That's a lot of marriages though. 87 now 88 coming up. Wow.
How old is he?
He's only 61. He's younger than you.
Every year since he's 14, he done had to make a move.
Uh-huh.
Several times. He done got married 2-3 times a year.
Yeah, and he's married he's gotten divorced and remarried some of his ex-wives, too.
Where is this village at? He must be the only dude.
He's a farmer in Indonesia.
Well, the nearest farm has got to be miles away. Cause when you go down there, and they don't know about each other. So, hey, oh, man. All right. Hey.
All right. We'll play a round of Would You Rather at 33 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather play golf with your buddies?
Yep.
Or... go fishing with your wife.
Yeah, I could do either one.
I fish with Marjorie all the time. She don't listen. Hey. She don't listen.
She already knows how to fish. Yeah. What
she
is
don't
she...
listen. She can't fish good as me. She can catch fish, but she ends up getting it off and all that. Steve, I can't get this one off. Use your pliers, baby. We're on Instagram. Go look at it. Look it up.
I know.
She caught a fish. I said, baby, use your pliers. I said, Steve, I can't get this out. Use your pliers, baby. I bought you pliers. I bought you pliers, I bought you some mesh gloves. All you got to do is get your pliers out. You be done with this. You finna kill a damn fish.
that is the objective, so you can eat them, right?
Wow, catch and release. We throw fish back. We don't do that.
Oh, okay. You don't eat them.
I'm going to play golf with the boys.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You changed your mind because at first you said either.
Either one, but I done been fishing with Jay. She done hooked my ass before.
Oh.
And drew blood.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Do that hurt? What you mean, do that hurt? Yes.
I'm bleeding here. I'm hemorrhaging. All right. Would you rather take cold showers for 1 month or only wash up for a month?
Only wash up? What?
You know, just wash up. No shower, no bath.
Very bad. Just standing in the sink.
Yeah. Washing up, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take that wash up.
Yeah.
That cold shower can't do it.
Wash up.
Cold shower.
I ain't going to stand in there no way.
They're supposed to be so good for you.
They not. Who told you that?
This doctor, they say they help with inflammation, all of that. They're good for you.
No,
for a month, it ain't that much inflammation. That's way too much. Yeah.
Well, don't athletes take the saying, ice baths and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, all of that.
Them athletes, we comedians. We don't need all that ice.
You're not athletic comedians.
Yeah, I got inflammation jokes. I ain't got to worry about that.
All right. Would you rather have Thanksgiving dinner naked with your family members, okay? Or would you rather have Thanksgiving dinner alone, fully dressed?
I can't alone. My family.
You talking about the whole family naked?
That ain't good. Yeah, naked.
My grandma's in here. My mom ain't
nowhere
in here.
Mona's sitting up at the table naked. Ain't no way.
Your sister?
Jackie's angel hand up in there?
Naked? Come on, man.
Ooh, Lord.
Yeah. Marjorie, mama sitting over there naked? No, we can't do this.
Last one. Would you rather cry uncontrollably when you get aroused or not be able to talk at all when you get aroused? Which one?
I do both of them.
Yeah, either one. Either one.
Bunch of crybabies on this show.
Yeah.
No, I'm B. I just want B. I don't want to cry.
You don't want to be able to talk.
Crying interrupts your breathing pattern. I need to keep my breathing right. No, just give me the not talking.
What is Tommy crying for, though?
But
all right.
My face sure going to tell a lot, though.
Coming up at 49 minutes after, we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey, and it'll be our last break of the day right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Wednesday. It's been a good day, a crazy day, Mr. Steve Harvey. Thank you for all of that.
Thank you. You're welcome very much. In closing today, I want to play something. You know, this election right here, this runoff election in Georgia, is critical for us. And I just don't know how else to explain what's going on than to just let you hear it for yourself. I was listening to Herschel Walker at a speech he was giving at a rally in Georgia. I'm going to play it verbatim, and then I'm going to share with you something that a guy that I know said about it. And I'm going to give it to you verbatim what he said, because I thought it was really profound. Here's Herschel Walker giving the speech. This is the exact speech he gave. We're not editing anything, so go. Here we go.
I can promise you Iran, Russia, and they're not talking about trying to charge a tank out in the desert. They're talking about war. And let me tell you this here. If we was ready for the green agenda, I'd raise my hand right now, but we're not ready right now. So don't let them fool you like this is a new agenda. This is not a new agenda. We're not prepared. We're not ready right now. What we need to do is keep having those gas-guzzling cars, because we got the good emission under those cars. We're doing the best thing that we can, but we need help. We need help, and those other people not helping us, China not helping us, India not helping us, but yet we're going to do it all because they're spending your money.
God.
What?
You
what
know, man.
He, what is he talking
what?
About?
Nothing. It's so obvious that this guy just something's wrong. And Sean King, who I've had not a lot of conversations with, but a couple, I just love the guy. He wrote something and I wanted to read it to you because I thought it was just the best way to explain it. He said, number one, this man clearly has CTE. It's actually sad. All football players from his generation have it. And he played in a brutal, bruising era. His entire personal life is evidence of CTE, from his violence at home on down. He doesn't need to be in leadership anywhere. He needs help. Number two, Herschel Walker is embarrassing. He's humiliating himself every time he opens up his mouth. It's a deep insult that he's even made it this far. The brother isn't just country. I grew up in the country. The man is dumb as a rock. And when you force him to speak on issues, he can't hide it or fake it. My 10-year-old son can speak on these issues with more intelligence and class, and she is in elementary school. Three, it's actually shameful that the Republican Party and their voters are trying to pass this black man off on everybody as a credible candidate. And the irony is that Herschel is everything that white folks have said they hate about black men. But ultimately, they know they can control him. So they are holding their nose over how horrible of a human being he is. Number four, we must all support Raphael Warnock to ensure that Herschel Walker is never in office claiming to represent us. We have just about 3 weeks to make sure this happens. That's really so well said. And you all, listen, I'm telling you, man, we're up against something here that, like I said the other day, the audacity of this party to pull this move and to try to shove it down the state of Georgia's throat, like this is a real viable candidate, everybody should be offended. Black people, we're offended because, number one, how dare you select a person and talking about he's representative of us, that he's for us, when he's never been for us. We've never heard from Herschel Walker a day in his life before he started running from Senate. What has Herschel Walker ever done? What philanthropic efforts have you seen Herschel Walker come and do in our community, anything like that? So stop telling us he's for us. Herschel Walker been just for Herschel Walker. Ain't no problem with that, but that's just not who he is, period. But you're putting him off on us like we're ignorant, and we're not. And it's offensive to me that you would think that we are such a small-minded people that we've actually vote for people just because they black. That's where you're wrong, man. We got better sense than that. We know the difference between right and wrong. We know the difference between quality and non-quality. We know what education sounds like versus lack of education. We know who speaks well. We know what he sounds like. We know what it looks like, but better than that, y'all, I got news for you. We know what it feel like, and he don't feel right. But here's the other part. If I was a Republican, I would be offended at the Republican National Committee for putting him in the forefront to represent the party. You should be ashamed of yourself. Y'all trying to tell me y'all couldn't have came up with nobody better. Y'all couldn't have came up with Larry Elder. Y'all couldn't have came up with Tim Scott. Y'all couldn't have came up. Y'all could have dug somebody else up. Y'all could have went and got, at least got an articulate African-American. But oh, no. You went and found this. And see, I'm country. So I don't care that you sound country. I've been accused of sounding country myself. You talk stupid. Yeah, but I'm not. Yeah. You know, a lot of stuff you can say about Steve Harvey. Stupid ain't one of them. I've never heard a person, a candidate, be more insulting than Herschel Walker is right now. Look, we are going to the polls in Georgia. This will not happen, not on our watch. And if you think you're going to fool us again with the 1,100 absentee ballots that you all did not send out, which would have swayed the election and put Raphael Warnock over the 50%, you think you're tricky, but I got news for you. We're going to come vote. We're going to come vote. We're going to show up. He's not going to get in. Those are my closing remarks today, man. This is sad. We're going to the polls. Raphael Warnock for senator. Because we damn sure ain't going to watch you put Herschel in.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.